Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They didn't just disappear, they were erased. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Colt Gray, the 14-year-old shooter in the recent Georgia school shooting, of course, charged, is in custody, but now his father is as well. Colin Gray is his name. Earlier in the week on our feed on both YouTube and the podcast, we shared the video from the body cam of the police officers visiting the home of Colin and Colt Gray about a year ago before the shooting actually took place, when there was rumors that Colt had made an online threat. A video that I think angers a lot of people, I'm sure, especially the parents of the victim, seeing as not a whole lot was done and it ended up being a conversation about hunting. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. This is interesting. This is in the wake of the Crumbly trial where we saw those parents being charged and certainly getting some punishment for allowing their child to have access to these weapons. Now we see second-degree charges against Colin Gray. Is this going to be the new norm going forward?
I really think that this is the emerging trend. We've had these school shooting incidents in America happen over the course of decades. We've all been trying to find out, hey, what's the solution here? Well, one potential solution the government has decided on is to try to hold accountable sort of these peripheral actors who had some significant involvement, like the parents, to try to have some deterrent effect going forward for other folks who might find themselves in this kind of situation. I think we're going to see more and more of these types of prosecutions of parents in school shooting cases.
And that's great. I mean, it's an after effect of everything. It's something that we haven't done all to that large of an extent in the past. As we know, a lot of times punishments don't necessarily deter criminals. That's why we still have criminals, no matter what we do. But when it comes to something like this, there's a lot to be said about how that was handled with the police early on when the threat was made. And I get the anger, but at the same point, I'm guessing the police hands were tied. There's only so much an officer can do. Even if, you know, you really believe this kid is making these threats and he's lying about it, you can't just, you know, invade the home and start taking shit. Other steps need to be taken. Are we really missing the boat on how we're handling this stuff? We're starting to get somewhere on the back end, but again, it's all after the fact. The crime has to be committed before we can start doling out more punishments for other people that are involved in this. How did this all fail on the front end? And I guess why? What needs to be changed because of the failures of simply the logistics of our system and the rules of our system?
Yeah. Oh, it's a delicate issue. And when you look at this prior police contact that was, I think, like around a year before the school shooting or so, what we're looking at is allegedly that the shooter had made some comment on Discord, that this like media platform that may have referenced some kind of school shooting. But the thing is, when the government's investigating it, they've got to look at what the allegations are, but they've also got to look at the Constitution and people. And there is a free speech right. And there's this doctrine called true threats, which essentially says that if you're going to try to prosecute someone for threats, you've got to have some evidence that they are credible and likely to be carried out or something to that effect. And I think that the FBI went to the house, they talked with them, they talked with his dad, and they just didn't think they had enough at that time with some little post on the internet. Now, here we are a year later, and there's an absolute tragedy that's happened. What are the corrective measures that need to be made in that first instance? I don't have a lot of great answers, but certainly an issue that legal scholars are wrestling with.
You can't walk around an airport and say you have a bomb or that you're going to shoot a plane down or anything like that, whether you mean it as a true threat or not. You just can't do it. You will be arrested and you will be charged. Should there just be a no tolerance policy for this across the board? We don't give a shit if your threat is true or not, because only you truly know if it's a true threat. I mean, almost every single shooting that we have in our country, there are threats made online and oftentimes not deemed to be credible until they actually take place. It would be quite a hefty load, but I mean, if you start treating everything as if they actually committed the crime by making the threat, I don't know. Might that curb things? Do we need to kind of go down that route of, look, you're making a threat like this, we are going to come at you. You can't go start threatening to kill the president or something online. I'd probably just flag this on YouTube. you can't just go make those threats without having the Secret Service come and visit you just to kind of check things out.
I think you make a great point that perhaps we need to distinguish between different contexts of threats. You know, for example, the airport, like you said, a person saying they have a bomb in the airport, absolutely, the law enforcement's going to jump on that, arrest that person, probably charge them. Is that the same as someone saying in a bar that they're going to, you know, kill somebody or whatever? Perhaps there's a distinguishing context here. The airport is a more serious issue where lives are at risk. There's been prior incidents. Same thing with schools. Perhaps in school shooting, or perhaps in the school shooting context, that threat could be looked at differently than somebody just popping off at a bar saying something.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.